This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Back in 2017, a local Malay language adaptation of George Orwell's Animal Farm called Kandang premiered to sold-out shows and much acclaim. The play will now be restaged from the 25th to the 28th of April at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. Joining me today are Kandang's director and co-adapter, Omar Ali, actor Ashraf Zain, and Roisin Fatima, who is both a producer and a cast member. Hi everyone, how are you guys?
Hi Sharmila.
So quite a bit has changed in Malaysia since the play first debuted in 2017. Most notably, of course, we have a new government. How has this sort of, has it changed the play? Have you had to maybe adapt or restructure some of the elements?
Actually, what we found interesting was that, you know, as you know, Animal Farm is about change, mm-hmm. about accepting change, about dealing with the new circumstances, and that's what we found very interesting for this piece, because now we have an opportunity to look at it with new eyes, as opposed to having to change the piece, extensively, and we decided not to. Oh, there are a few changes here and there, I would say, you know, and that keeps it exciting, you know, for people who've seen it before.
We have a new tagline.
We have a new tagline.
Oh, what's the tagline?
Keluar kandang lama, masuk kandang baru.
Yeah, there's that. But what is most exciting for me, especially, is having this, you know, the new eyes to look at it. You know, it's interesting to have this, and I feel like it's, you know, it's historical in the context of our nation. And now, you know, with this new Malaysia, how can we have a look at Kandang, at Animal Farm, in the context of that change, and where we're going to go with it?
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that's actually an interesting point in terms of the audience kind of seeing the play with new eyes. So even if you saw it in 2017, the experience of watching it today might be quite different. Mm. What are some of those, what are some of those things that you think the audience will now bring to the experience?
I feel like there's less of a culture of fear for certain aspects of society, whereas for some of us, there's more fear placed on certain parts of society that we thought would have been taken away. So I think that depending on who you are and where you're coming from, you'll be looking at it either through more open eyes or a culture of more fear.
Mm.
Yeah, depending on which aspect of society you come from.
Yeah, I guess depending on who you are. And how do you see the change that happened last year as a change or not, you know, because like everything's quite subjective.
Right.
Especially nowadays. So I don't know. I think it represents in the play also that we talk about change, but is that change like that is still the question lah.
Talk about the cycles of change.
Yes.
And how things flow back to where they
or
were.
Or even the illusion of change at some point, right?
Precisely. And I think that's what Animal Farm touches on, and what in Kandang we expanded on. You know, the idea that, you know, oh, have we really changed? What's exactly has changed? I mean, as Ashraf was saying, we talk about change a lot. The animals are so excited about it. But, you know, is it really good change? You know, is it any different from before? And that's something that even the characters talk about in the piece. Mm.
So to take a step back a little bit, for those who may not have watched the first staging, can you give us a sort of a quick summary of how you adapted Animal Farm into a, you're calling it a localized context.
Mm.
So what exactly will we be seeing?
Well,
you wrote it.
Okay. I remember, you know, my late father and I, we were actually surprised at how, because Animal Farm, as you guys know, is, you know, was based on, it's an English satire of the Russian Revolution in 1917, you know. So what was interesting was that how while we were adapting it, we noticed how easily it fit our own context, you know, when the Russians freed themselves from their own, you know, monarchy, their own, the Tsars, the Romanovs, you know, and for us freeing ourselves from the Brits, mm-hmm. for example, you know, the bad Punjaja, as we always say it, from then on, you know, the changes that the society goes through, you know, so when we adapted it, we found it, oh, it's actually not to say an easy fit, but a very good fit,
mm-hmm.
and therefore it was interesting to see, oh, then what can we explore with these changes, you know, and building this new society, and how wonderful this new future can be, or how terrible it can, yeah.
I suppose in some senses, while the specifics of the systems may not necessarily be the same, the idea of oppression, the idea of what change is, these are very easily translatable to almost anywhere in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
But also
the
idea of hope.
Right.
Yeah, and the ideas of what you want for a better country, what you want for a better state for you and your society, it's global. It's a global, international, kind of.
Yeah.
And within this play, what characters do you play, Ashraf and Roisin?
Well, I played Tunggal. It was Napoleon from the play.
And you're reprising it from the first stage, right?
Yes, yeah. I did it 2 years ago. I had so much fun.
And now he's an award-winning actor.
Bonus.
wait, quick aside. How many awards did it pick up? Three, four?
Four,
right?
Four.
Yeah, at Kaki Seni, at the Bo Cameronian Awards.
Yes, and I had too much fun playing someone like Napoleon, like a dictator. And then when Omar decided to do a guest, it was amazing. So me and Roisin and another guy called Joe, we play...
This is Joe Chin, right?
Joe Chin. We play the pigs.
The pigs, yes.
The pigs. The I think we can say the pigs, right?
Yeah, you can
say
Babi here, right?
You can say it.
Okay. You say it. Oh, yeah.
He's adorable. So I play Bintaga, who is in the original, so he's... Snowball.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Joe is Squealer.
Right.
Scudding.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a very idealist pig, and I am just like, this is what we can be, this is what we should be, and I'm trying to like strive for the best we could possibly be.
And there's a lot of other the farm animals in the kandang itself, and then it's the story of, you know, how we try to
build a society.
Build a society,
independence.
And has, seeing as how this is the second time you're going to be playing Tunggal, have you kind of evolved or changed the performance in any way?
Well, that's the thing, because like going to the second time around, like, of course, we want to make it better or like to make it evolve, but I guess we want to make it organically. We're not trying to push it, because I think what we did 2 years ago was good, was fun.
And award winning.
Oh, yes, and that too, I guess. So I guess like instead of focusing to evolve it, we're just trying to like make it into a good production lah.
Mm.
Yeah. So some parts does feel the same, because like you realize that, you know, things are still the same. But some parts we try to make it better. Yeah.
Mm. He is playing opposite of different Bintaga.
That's true,
so
yeah.
Different, we have a different kind of chemistry than the previous show. Yeah.
So you're taking over the role that was previously played by Farah Rani. So what is it like for you to sort of come into the second version of the production?
Initially, it was terrifying because everyone had done it before. And this is my first role in Malay that is not improv.
Okay.
It's my first scripted Malay role. And I was terrified because you're coming into a family, and Kandang was such a family that I saw them backstage.
Are you the only new addition?
No, some of the movers. I'm the only new addition in the main cast.
Mm-hmm.
Oxford as well. He's playing Jones. But it was very, 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 very scary to come into this very tightly knit family who's an award-winning cast and everything. So, and but within a few days, I was accepted. I was supported. Very, 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 very warm. And I was afraid I would be left behind, but it didn't seem like they would let me get left behind.
Mm, you just know? Got swept along.
Yeah, and I got grabbed and just like dragged along and just like pulled into it. And it's family again, yeah. Mm.
So. And speaking of second stagings, is there a certain amount of pressure or nervousness of having to kind of live up to the success of the first time?
Yes, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So maybe we stop saying award-winning.
That helps. Because you know, every new production, you know, is a new thing. You know,
yeah.
Even though it's a restaging, yeah. But yeah, the pressure is there. You know, the expectations. You know, and especially with these new eyes, like you know, I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, you know, what's going to change now? What's different now? So there's always that fear that of the expectation, but. We'll see how it goes. It's organic, right? As you said.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. But we try to get back to our spirit like 2 years ago, why we did this and why we want to do this. So I guess that is the expectation, but I don't think we care of it so much.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
So we just want to go back to why we do this. And like Kandang is very close to us, especially like most of the cast are arts practitioners full time, and you know, you want to talk about oppressive or that, you talk to us lah, you know.
Ouch.
So we want to maintain the spirit of it. Yeah. Mm.
And tell me a little bit about the staging itself. What will Kandang look like? Will it look very similar to the first staging, or are there going to be changes in terms of how you bring it to life on stage?
Well, it would look very much similar, I would say. It's still in traverse, as in two-sided. And in terms of lighting and things like that, yeah, we might be playing around with a lot of things to enhance the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
And also, actually, we have some of the movements by our movement director and then the whole team. That's being enhanced as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun to see that on stage.
Actually, tell me a little bit about this idea of movement and the role it plays within Kandang.
Oh, I would say it's huge because, you know, I mean it's several layers. First of all is you know, we've got scenes of, you know, animals toiling the field, working hard. How do we do that, you know? That was the question that we initially asked 2 years ago. And the other part of it is also the animal movements.
Mm-hmm.
To convey to convey this, you know, these are a bunch of animals trying to build their society. So yeah, we've got several layers of movement in that sense. So we've got the almost dance sequences, almost dance. They're not dance; they're movement sequences, and also the movement of the animals. Yeah.
And as performers, what is it like to sort of act and have to take into account these elements?
So because it's my first time doing it, I didn't realize how you forget. Once you get into the scene, you'll forget that about the physicalities, and just to keep them both going, it's just rehearsal, 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 and then after a while, it just like becomes second nature. And I think for a lot of them, they went in and it was second nature because they had done it. So I had to just figure out what kind of posture I was trying to be in, whether it was more of an open. How much tummy do I want to show? How round and jiggly is my pig going to be? That kind of thing. But then after a while, it just got very comfortable. Yeah.
Not yet for me. It still hurts every night.
That's your weekly workout done, huh?
But it's fun. It's fun. It's fun being the character because you don't get a lot of chances like this. Like, when can you play a pig in Malaysian theatre, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think like, yeah, everyone's like really doing it. Everyone's having fun.
Mm.
Minus the pain. We try to put the pain away, but yeah.
So Omar, one of the things that's, I guess, notable about your body of work is that you have done a fair number of adaptations, and all of them have worked very well in very interesting ways. You've done Dato Sri, which is an adaptation of Macbeth.
Yes.
You did Harold Pinter's Betrayal.
Yes, that. That was more of a translation.
It was, more translation than adaptation. Did you also do Hamlet?
Well, I was acting in it.
Okay.
I didn't adapt that text. I was acting in it.
So what is it that draws you to sort of transposing these stories to, I suppose, a more Malaysian context?
For me, theatre is a very it's a very communal thing. It's very the context of the society that that looks and that observes and listens to these pieces of theatre is very important. And I think sometimes some of the problems I feel is that sometimes as Malaysians myself sometimes when I watch theatre when the context is so foreign, sometimes it feels very far away, but the truth of the matter is in all these stories, are very human stories, I mean like for example I'll use Dato' Sri as an example. It's something written 400 years ago about a story that is 1,000 years ago. But at the same time, we can it's so easily I'm not saying that it's so easily adaptable, but it's just the fact that these human stories are still relevant 1,000 years ago in Scotland, that's the setting. But the stories are so relevant to us now. And with the staging, it has proven to be such. And that's the fascination that I suppose my late father and I had with these adaptations, because these are human stories and these are lessons that we can learn from, And it's a shame if we just simply look at it like I did, like, oh, it's so foreign, it's so different, that's not us.
Mm-hmm.
In actual fact, it is. We have this shared humanity and we can learn these lessons together.
In fact, I think that Kandang, certain parts of Kandang, certain elements that we're talking about in the play are perhaps more relevant today than 2017 in certain ways.
In certain ways.
Yes. Like what is going on right now in the country is possibly the most relevant context to stage Kandang in.
And I think it's also, important, if I may share, that, because, some people were asking, have been asking me as well, like, what's the politics of Kandang? Are you this, you're supporting this party or that party,
right,
or, so and so. But, when my father was alive, we spoke about it at length, and he always stressed upon that it's not about, partisan politics. It's not just about choosing one side over the other. It's really having this conversation and continuing this conversation, for my father especially, what he wanted to talk about is, and the Malay term for it, budaya kepimpinan. He always used that term. So
right.
It's about leadership culture. It's about, and there were points where he even said that, it doesn't really matter. I mean, of course it does, but as a figure of speech, it doesn't matter who's up there. Once you're up there, what do you do with it?
Right.
What do you do with your power? Because that's the thing. Sometimes we talk about power, we talk about perks, we talk about all these, things. But it's also, in his words, amanah, responsibility. And we tend to forget that. And that's what he would like to talk about, as opposed to just, different political parties, who's right, who's wrong, because that conversation will never end, will never go anywhere.
Right. Mm. And things like hubris are not confined to just one party or one side of the divide.
Precisely.
Right?
Yeah. And we can see that.
If you're apolitical, the themes will resonate in different parts of your life, like in your workplace, how different kinds of leaders or non-leaders who will just take the power and take it too far.
Mm-hmm.
It does play in different layers. Even if you're not interested in politics, those themes are still very, very, very much relevant. Mm. So
yeah, I guess because Animal Farm, like the best of satire, is written in a way that is both broad enough that it applies to many situations, but also with enough specificity that you can see what it is that it's skewering.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
How big a role does humor play in Kandang?
Huge.
I would say it's huge, definitely.
We try and keep a straight face in rehearsals. It's not very easy.
What I found on my side of things, is that because Dato' Sri speaks about similar things, you know, budaya kepimpinan, you know, leadership culture, so on and so forth. But what we found is that humor helps. I mean, it's a huge. It makes the whole conversation more palatable. That's you know, I think so, you know, and we can sort of laugh it off, we can laugh at each other, you know, but you know, and it's okay. Whereas Dato' Sri, I remember in Dato' Sri it got a bit too intense.
Dato' Sri is intense.
Yeah, yeah? Intense, yeah. The betrayal,
but it's
and
Macbeth.
Everything.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, Macbeth fun, you know.
Yeah. And he was in, you know, Ashraf was in the first Dato' Sri as well. Yeah, so it's you know, a very different form. And what we found is that, oh, you know, when we make fun of things, when we play with it, you know, it, you know, the whole conversation, you know, is more palatable. And I think people are more, you know, able to receive and are more open to, like, oh, laugh things off. But hey, but, you know, even as you laugh it off, but hey, you know, there's something to talk about here. So,
right.
So, yeah.
It's easy to do drama, you know. No, it's easy to just put in a lot of drama in a drama setting. But I guess playing with comedy adds another layer to it. Like, it doesn't feel so much in your face. But when you realize, oh, you know what's just happened, like, you know, there's a realization in you. But like, but I guess, yeah, I guess like it's very easy to just give people what it is, you know, but I guess with the humor added on, it makes everything a bit more different lah. I guess
it gives the dynamics. So the higher the highs, the lows really come and hit you.
Right.
Yeah. And they're more poignant, they're more felt, they're more, they hurt a lot more with that humor.
So that was actually something that when I was reading the book, it certainly strikes me about, especially Napoleon's character. And when you play Tunggal, how do you balance that out? Because on the one hand, you are the depiction of the dictator.
Yes.
On the other hand, you are playing it for humor as well. How do you balance these?
Well, like in the end, I feel like Napoleon or Tunggal, he's still human. And, you know, good or evil are also very subjective and depends on where you are. So I guess, like, we did talk about it. Like, it does feel a bit unfair to play Tunggal as a dictator, just that. So our approach to it is to make him as human as possible. And for it to make sense, you know, because I can't go and like, you do this, you do this, you die, you know, like, we can't do that. It does not make sense in this setting. So, yeah, we just try to make him as human as possible.
Like, more grounded in truth, right?
Yeah.
I think, I guess maybe the funny bits come with the situation. Like, oh, we've seen this before. We've seen this kind of
we recognize this
kind of behavior. And I think that's where the I don't think anyone's sort of playing up the humor, but it comes with the situation.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't think many antagonists realize that they are the antagonists.
Like, they don't set out saying, I'm going to be the evil person in people's lives.
I think like even Napoleon in the book, he might think, I'm the nicest person in the world. I'm making so much progress. You know, and we cannot say that he's wrong. It's just, which side are you on at that time?
Right. Yeah. Well, on that note, thank you very much for joining me today. And it sounds like it's going to be a fun staging.
Yup.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to Omar Ali, Ashraf Zain and Roisin Fatima about their restaging of Kandang, a localized adaptation of George Orwell's Animal Farm. The play's on from the 25th to the 28th of April at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. Tickets are priced from RM40 to RM80 and can be purchased at proticket.com.my or at the KL Pack box office. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts from bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.